Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining on this beautiful, beautiful day. I just want to encourage everybody to please make a comment on my YouTube channel and leave a comment on whatever means that you are watching or listening to this podcast. I'd love to hear about you. I'd love to hear what God is doing in these podcasts, this word that I bring to you every week. I want to know what God is saying to you. I want to know what, you know, if you even have a prayer or request, I would love to hear. And I want to be able to be of help to each and every one of you. That's the reason why we come here every single week. I want to talk to you about an important topic, a topic that I believe that everybody needs to hear. We need to be always reminded of, which is the spirit versus the flesh. I'm going to give you some key principles today on how we know if we are in the flesh or if we are in the spirit. When you get a chance, go home, read Romans chapter 8, because there you will find the life through the spirit. And God speaks to us, what does a life look like when you are living in the spirit? And what does it look like when you are in the flesh? Now, obviously, we have a flesh, but we also have a spirit. And so the Bible encourages us to live by the spirit. There are consequences when we're living in the flesh, when we become fleshy. What does that mean? Well, the Bible tells us, and it gives us key principles as far as how to detect if I'm in the flesh or if I'm in the spirit. So I'm going to read to you verse 9 and on, and I'll stop for a moment, pause, and give you some pointers. It says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, he says, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, look what he says. We have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God, look what it says, are the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God. And if we are in as his children, then we are heirs. If we are in Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Then it talks a lot about the flesh versus the spirit. But you know, it's very important for us to understand, how do I know if I'm in the flesh? And how do I know if I'm in the spirit? Well, here we read in the book of Romans, Paul makes a really good illustration. When you're motivated by the flesh, there are certain characteristics. When we allow the flesh to motivate us, see, you're either going to be motivated by the spirit or you're going to be motivated by the flesh. And whichever one is winning, then that's the one that's going to govern. That's the one that's going to be your motivating factor. That's going to be the motor. That's going to be the driving force. That's going to be the one that causes you to make certain decisions in life. Well, if we're led by the Spirit, the Bible says, it leads us to life. But if we're being led by the flesh, then it's going to lead us to death. And so we have to kind of analyze our lives, check our lives on a daily basis. Am I being led by the Holy Spirit? Am I being influenced by the Holy Spirit? Or is my flesh leading me? This has everything to do with our decisions. Is my decision making, is it being governed? Is it being controlled? Is it being influenced? Is it being governed by the flesh or by the spirit? Why do I do the things I do? Why do I serve? Why do I post that? I mean, all those questions are really important. Is it the flesh that's governing you? Or is it the spirit that's leading you? I've come to a place in my life where I've made so many mistakes that I've told God, God, sound an alarm, raise flags if you have to. But I want to do things based out of the spirit, not because of any other particular reason. Sometimes the flesh has fear. The Bible says that the Spirit gives life. And it's the Spirit that causes us to cry out, Abba, Father. So when we are sons of God, we're being led by the Spirit of God. When we are in the flesh, fear grips us. See, so you can know when you're in the Spirit and you can know when you're in the flesh and what is really motivating you. Paul makes reference to the mind. So he says an interesting thing. He says, when you are in the flesh, you're going to start to think fleshy thoughts. So the mind will tell you whether you are fleshy or whether you are in the spirit. Because a mind that is governed by the flesh, it says it sets its mind on things that are dead. It leads you to things that are dead. Example, thoughts of failure. It's going to lead you to death. You're headed in the wrong direction when you are governed by fleshy thoughts. So what does the flesh do? When I'm governed by the flesh, my thoughts are completely out of order. I'm not even thinking godly thoughts. I'm not thinking the thoughts that God would have of me. My thoughts are everywhere, of failure, of what I can't do, I'm not good enough. Those are all fleshy thoughts. Or thoughts that you've served God and look at where you're at still. Those are all fleshy thoughts, demonic thoughts. Now, the flesh will always fight God's plan. How do I know I'm in the flesh? It's fighting God's plan. You have to understand that the flesh will fight God's plan. I'm going to go quickly. It refuses to submit to the direction of God. Whenever you are fleshy, you are stubbornly refusing to surrender to the plan of God for whatever reason. And the Bible says that God finds no pleasure when we are led by the flesh. It says, even in verse, if you look at verse 13 on your own, but there in that chapter, it says that it leads you to dryness. You're going to be dry spiritually when you're led by the flesh. Very fleshy. You don't want to pray. You don't want to go the extra mile. You don't want to serve God. You would rather be fleshy about things. Well, that leads to death. That leads to dryness. But when you're governed by the Spirit of God, there are so many benefits. The Spirit will always lead you to truth. In other words, you want truth. You want to be guided in truth. The Spirit leads us to a place where we are led by the Spirit. You start to think even spiritual thoughts. What God says about you. Thoughts that will produce life in you. That are full of peace. They're full of love. They're not full of fear. They're full of love. And they're full of peace. So when you're led by the Spirit of God and you're dominated by the Spirit of God, the flesh doesn't dominate you. You don't allow it to dominate you. Then that, and you're joined to the Holy Spirit, it says there in that scripture that we are going to taste the abundant life. There's not a person watching me or listening to me that doesn't want to taste the abundant life. Also, it says something so interesting. You got to hear me. It says that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the mature sons of God. See, people that are fleshy are not mature. What this scripture is saying to me is that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the mature sons of God. That means that you are on your way to maturity because you're led by the Spirit of God. If we keep being led by the flesh, we're immature. We haven't grown up. We haven't attained maturity yet. So our maturity level is really a good indication of whether we're led by the Spirit or by the flesh. Now, another thing that you want to see there is that we become stubborn. So wherever there is stubbornness, because you're being led by the flesh and you're stubborn, you don't want to yield something to God. You're letting the flesh dominate you. You're letting the flesh dictate where this decision is going to be going. Whenever that happens, then the grace is lifted off of you. So when the grace is no longer there, then that means that you start doing things out of your own flesh. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The grace is the power of God to do what you can't do in your own strength. And so there's so many benefits. Bible speaks out throughout chapter 8. You will find there the selfish living of the flesh. There's jealousy, comparisons. All that is the flesh. You're jealous of other people because somebody else got the breakthrough before you. You start to compare yourself to other people. Somebody else has it better. Then you go on social media and start to compare your life to somebody else's. That's the flesh. The Spirit doesn't do that. The Spirit knows that you are a son and a daughter of God, that you can cry out, Abba. Fighting, divisions, all that is the flesh. That is not the Spirit of God. Wherever there is division, when somebody's gossiping, when everybody's fighting one with another, listen, don't fall prey to that. Be led by the Spirit of God. There's a scripture in the Bible in Corinthians, and it says, whatever you do, seek love. Find love. Always try to find love. Seek love in your relationships. Whenever you're led by the Spirit, you're going to find divisions. Acting, people that are influenced by certain spirits. You're going to see all kinds of fleshy behavior, division, all kinds of things, justifications, excuses. All that is the flesh. Listen, we're called to live by the Spirit of God. So whatever it is that you feel is dominating right now, stop, analyze your life right now. And whichever one is dominating, ask yourself this. Is it the Spirit that's dominating my life? Is it the Spirit that's influencing my thought life? Is that the one that's governing my decision making? Or is it the flesh? That's something I ask myself when I'm going to make a decision. Is this the flesh or is this the Spirit of God? I don't want to do anything if it's not the Spirit of God. I want to be led by the Spirit of God because it leads me into all truth. It doesn't lead me to a dead end. It doesn't lead me to fear. It leads me to maturity. It leads me to the truth. So I want to encourage you today, check your life, examine your life. Say, how do I switch from being led from the flesh to the Spirit? The one you feed is the one that's going to grow. So if you feed your spirit, if you feed it the word, you in prayer, if you feed the spirit, that's the one that's going to grow. Starve your flesh and feed your spirit and watch that it will always lead you into abundance, into fruitfulness. The fruits of the spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, love, and joy. That's what we want to be in search of. Blessings to you. I encourage you. Live by the Spirit. Make decisions by the Spirit. Keep your mind in the things of the Spirit. Thank you so much for watching. Blessings to everybody. Please leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you and all your prayer requests. And again, until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.